Well, you know what? I'm going to do my own little view. He does his a view from the couch. Mm-hmm. I've got one a view from the settee. And this is it.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
Well, do you
what's
know?
A settee?
It's a small love seat for gay people. What do you mean? There's an article that I read and that I thought spoke to me. And it's like, you know, I spoke last time I was in about you know, being in a relationship now, which is, you know.
Yes,
and,
you are.
And it's like, and it's, I'm not like a big homo promo for gay marriage or anything, but there was a lovely article that I just wanted to share with our listeners, and it may make somebody angry.
Okay.
It's called Where is My Gay Apocalypse? Over 3,500 gay marriages and what? No hellfire? I was promised hellfire and riots. What gives? I have been waiting patiently. I have been staring with great anticipation out the window of my flat here in the heart of San Francisco, sighing heavily, waiting for the riots and the plagues and the screaming monkeys and the blistering rain of inescapable hellfire. I have my camera all ready and everything. There has been nothing. I see only some lovely trees and a stunning blue sky and my neighbor walking by with her pair of matching chow chows. As a pained-looking woman struggles to parallel park her SUV, same old, same old. And this is San Francisco. Gay marriage headquarters. Sodom and Gomorrahville, debauchery central. We are supposed to be careening off the nice, safe road of social acceptability right now, welcoming chaos, exploding into a fiery hell mist of our own sick, godless depravity, and dropping off the disgusted planet any minute now. Where is my raging apocalypse? This is what I want to know. Where is the social meltdown, the moral depravity? I was promised an apocalypse. What am I supposed to do with all these tubs of confetti and kazoos and rice that we're throwing at our married couples? There have been more than 3,500 gay marriage ceremonies in San Francisco so far. Hundreds more are now just kicking up storm in Oregon and a beautifully rebellious little burgs around New York. And yet, nothing. No chaos, no ring of terror, not even a lousy heat wave. Some homosexual couples have been married for more than 3 weeks now, living in utter godless sin as they drive their cars and shop and laugh and cry and go to work and pay their taxes and wonder about their dreams. Lightning has not struck them dead. The hellmouth has not opened wide its gaping maw, hankering for some of the city's trademark sourdough o' sin. I am dumbfounded. After all, gay marriage is supposed to ruin this nation, isn't it? Induce actual rioting and civil unrest and shirtless anarchy as millions of stupefied citizens pray to a bloody, pulverized Mel Gibson-y Jesus for redemption as they suddenly begin questioning whether ogling the Pottery Barn catalog for more than 10 minutes might mean they're gay.